Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erios original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your reviews and read your emails and, most importantly, play your backed up voicemails. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Do we have any
new reviews? No.
Review us. Rate us, review us, and we want to get to 1,000 reviews and ratings. And if you rate or review us, please DM us your Twitter and Instagram names, and we will follow you as an incentive. So please, 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 please do that.
Okay. Voicemail numero uno.
Hey, Web Crawlers. Now that I heard Craig talking about the cream cheese thing, I wanted to call about other weird food combinations because I feel like I have a couple weird ones, and I feel like the rest of the listenership probably has a lot of them too. The first one is my dad used to eat when he was in college, or not college, I guess he's a little older than that. But when he was like my age, 20s, I don't know why this matters, he used to put ranch on pasta. Make pasta without anything on it, and then like pour ranch on it. And I remember my mom telling me about this when I was a young child and being like, oh my God, my dad is disgusting. However, I have my own food. I have a lot of issues with food, so I tend to eat a lot of weird stuff. And when I was young, my favorite thing in the world was frozen peas, which I've heard can give you food poisoning, so I don't recommend.
What?
But I used to eat just handfuls of frozen peas, and also uncooked oatmeal. So just the instant oats, but with nothing, just a spoonful of the dry instant oats.
Ew, what the?
That was a delicacy. I was a big fan of that. Okay, and I would love to hear. Also, I forgot. Do you guys have a P.O. box right now or no? Because I really would like to send you some baked goods. I feel like I've been promising this for a long time. This is Rosie, by the way. But I'm a little confused about the status of the P.O. box. And I would love to hear if anybody else, any other Web Crawlers listeners, have weird food combinations. Because I feel like that could be fun. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Frozen peas.
My mom 100% used to eat pasta with ranch dressing in the 90s. I think maybe it was a thing. It was pasta salad. She would just make penne and put ranch on it. I don't know.
It doesn't sound bad to me. It doesn't sound bad to me at all. Truly.
Yeah. She would wait for the pasta to cool down. So it would be cold pasta.
Cold noodles and ranch. Yeah. I can see how that's good.
Yeah. And
I, a spoonful of oatmeal dry seems like an adventure. It seems like it's not easy.
It seems like you wouldn't be able to cough it up. That?
It's like the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever makes you happy.
Okay, next message.
Okay, it's Rosie again for web crawlers. I'm just laughing at like no offense, but it is very funny how you guys don't really know what children are like. Because that is definitely believably an 8-year-old. I'm a nanny, and I nanny a 6-year-old. And the 6-year-old I nanny would 100% do that. And also, I babysat an 8-year-old boy, and he had a favorite podcast. And he would 100% call that podcast.
It was This American Life.
And that's totally what it sounds like. So,
The Moth.
My the take moth. Is... totally real 8-year-old, and I hope she's doing great, and I send my love to her because she sounds very precocious and very sweet. And also, if I had a doll that cried in the middle of the night that I had to take the batteries out of, I would be quite scared, because I was a very nervous child. So that's a shout out to the 8-year-old listener, and also some reassurance that this is most definitely a child. And my guess is that she called with parent permission, but I don't think she was coached on what to say because 8-year-olds talk like that. All right. Bye.
So, yeah, this was
maybe
a voicemail we got like a month ago that was apparently an 8-year-old.
I don't disagree that an 8-year-old would listen to this podcast. I don't disagree that an 8-year-old would call in and talk like that. What I'm saying is, as someone who uses voice modulating technology for another podcast that I or supposedly I use voice modulating technology for a podcast called Let's Talk with Lydia Greengrass de Alba Ledejo, I can hear a warble when I hear a warble because I have to listen to it a lot. Uh-huh. And I've also had to pitch a lot of people's voices down. And I will say that something about it gave me pause. And I put it into my GarageBand and tuned it down a little bit, and it sounded very, very, very much like a young lady who was trying to sound and use words as an 8-year-old. I'll just say
that. I didn't know that you'd done that.
And we may have another message from that little 8-year-old coming at us very soon. So let's continue on.
Way to bury the lead. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, moving on.
Hi.
No!
My name is Jade.
Jade?
I'm the girl who was talking about the doll that cries in the middle of the night. I have an American Girl doll. Her name is Nicole, and she's a doctor. I got her, I think, 2 or 3 months ago. I've had her for a very long time.
It's the warble. That's the warble!
This is my real voice.
Oh, is it?
My mom lets me, listen to some episodes that she thinks I would like. My favorite one is the Haunted Dolls one. I just feel like Haunted Dolls are very cool. I think they're beautiful. Like, really pretty. Bye.
And a laugh. And a laugh at the end.
Well, it could be her mom laughing.
Yeah, maybe her mom's laughing, being like, oh, this is so cute. I don't know. I don't know.
Look, there's only one way to find out. That's to get a burner phone to call the number. to ask for Jade.
Yeah.
And then see if they're caught off guard or not.
You just *67. You *67. That just blocks your number.
Should we do it right now?
Is it fucked up to try to call a kid? Like, what if it actually is a
kid? It's
not
a kid, Allie. It's not a kid. I can't tell you.
Okay.
Hi. This message is for the web crawlers. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I never called in anywhere. Oh my god, my phone anxiety. Anyways, so I'm a new listener. I love you guys so much. I have been binging all the episodes. I just wanted to call in because I was laughing. I was just listening to the recent mailbag, and I was laughing so hard when at the whole meat freezer story. And then Allie was talking about how she had the funky car situation. So I kind of did the same thing. So one time I went to the store and I bought some like frozen broccoli. Well, I bought other stuff, but I brought some frozen broccoli and apparently like forgot it in my trunk. It had been like a week and it was in the middle of the summer. I started smelling this weird smell in my car, and I'm like, what the heck? Is somebody like sneaking into my car and farting right before I get in? Like, what is going on?
Yes, that's the thing.
And then finally, like, I don't know, another week went by, and I go to the store again and open my trunk, and what do you know? There's a bag of broccoli, a big stinky bag of broccoli in my trunk. Yeah, that's a really stupid story. Oh my gosh, don't even play this voice.
Too late. No.
But nothing interesting has ever happened to me, really, that I can talk about, except for one time. I did see a cryptid. So I'm from Indiana.
Well, that's interesting.
There's a cryptid in Indiana called Oscar, who's a giant turtle. And he's at Blue Lake in Cherubusco. And basically, me and my siblings cousins used to go there every summer. And one day we're sitting out on the pier in the middle of the night. It's in the summer, you know, whatever. We're just talking about whatever, like, little girls talk about. And the water starts rippling towards us. And we're like, whatever, it's probably a fish. And so we're just, like, not bothered by it because, you know, we're just so brave and strong 10-year-olds. And so basically we saw Oscar, the giant turtle. He's like as big as like a card table, coming towards us. We all jump up and start running back up to the house screaming. Of course nobody believed us, but we still talked about it to this day. Like, I'm like, is that a dream? Did we imagine that? And we're all like, no, we all remember this.
And that's the end.
That's
there
crazy.
Might be a part two.
I think there's a part two.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hi, this is Jace again. I'm now one of the annoying people that leaves two voicemails. And I feel like I just rambled on so fast that you probably couldn't even tell anything that I said because I'm so anxious fine. And nervous. Oh my gosh, I hate leaving voicemails. Okay, so yeah. So Oscar, the turtle. Yeah, so we ran up to the house screaming, and nobody believed us. And yeah, so if you would like to learn more about Oscar, I can totally email you guys some sources on him, I guess. I don't know. Why did I even call? I hate this. Oh, my God. So I love you guys. Also, the Urban Legends episode was my favorite of all time, and I feel like it's so underrated. Nobody ever called to talk about it, but I was laughing so hard about the whole snake story.
Snake, yeah.
Maria talking about it.
It's measuring you.
I don't know how to end this.
I just Googled pictures of Oscar the Turtle. It's a thing. It's a giant-ass turtle in Indiana.
Whoa.
Beast of Busco, aka Oscar.
That's a big boy.
That's a big boy right there. All right, next message.
Hi. This message is for the web crawlers. I literally hate that people say that. I was wondering why they did, but once you call in to their very clearly acknowledged phone number, you'll understand why. Long story short, because I don't want to be one of those super people. So I had a UFO experience. It was definitely a UFO. I was brought to the point of a ledge. It was Christmas Eve, and I saw what I assumed, you know, in my mind to be like the New Year's star, the Christmas star. But all of a sudden, that Christmas star came down upon me. It consumed us, and then it zoomed away. I wish that there was a better way to explain this. It sounds so stupid. This is not the way I imagined it. It came down, it enveloped us in a light, and then it was like, and then it zoomed away. I don't know if we lost time. This probably sounds crazy, but I've heard that there's other UFO experiencers who have felt and experienced the same. So if this makes sense to you, please leave another message, I guess. Thank you, guys. I love you. Ali, Melissa, Maria. Maria, we have the same birthday. We are best friends. Bye.
Wow, a Christmas star UFO. It's a Christmas miracle.
I don't know what the Christmas star is.
It's just a star.
You guys don't know either. I like that about you. Okay.
I don't know. It's a Christmas star. It's the Christmas. It's a Christmas type star. All right. Next message.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. It's Becky from England.
Becky.
Hello, Melissa. Okay, guys. I've had the craziest synchronicity today, and it's not even like 6 a.m. And I just have to ring you guys and tell you, obviously. And last night, I had this crazy dream. It was like really long and vivid. You know, one of those really, really weird ones. And the whole kind of gist of the dream was that there was different groups of people all fighting, and there's like a big war going on sort of on the planet. So loads and loads of stuff happened. It felt like, you know, it was hours long. So at the end of my dream, I'm like stood in this big like arena. There's loads of different groups of people, like maybe 6 or 7 groups of different people. And somebody's there saying, right, you're all going to fight it out, and whoever wins, wins. So I'm stood there, really scared, you know, clearly terrified, like, that I'm going to die. And I realised that Ed Sheeran is stood next to me. And he goes, why do you look so scared? So I said, well, this is it. Like, we're all going to die. And then he turns to me and he says, don't worry, I'm the strongest person that I know. Which I thought, wow. Right, Ed. Bit of a big head there, isn't he? Anyway, so Ed Sheeran flies off into the sky like Superman, like straight up, starts flying around, getting these big wooden posts and like dropping them on people, and then he like builds a barrier around me and like the rest of the team that he's in. And he's just flying around like proper kicking ass, basically. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. He's the strongest person that he knows. So that was real weird. And then just as I was, you know, dreaming that, my boyfriend's alarm went off and woke me up. So his alarm goes off, I wake up, and then I say to him, like, Chris, I had the craziest dream. I've got to tell you now.
There's a part two.
My God, did they have, like,
this? Hi, this is Becky from England. This is for Web Crawlers. Dream Synchronicity Part 2. Okay. Where was I? So, yeah, I woke up, started telling Chris about my dream. I think that's why I remember it, like, so vividly, because I told him, like, straight away. So I'm telling him about this dream, and I'm telling him about Ed Sheeran and stuff, and we're having a good laugh, and he's, like, comparing him to Donald Trump, you know, saying, you know, the way that Donald Trump is, I can't remember exactly, but the way he's, like, so self-centered and everything, saying, like, I'm the strongest person that I know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then I come downstairs to let my dog out the kitchen. That's where she sleeps on a night. I should mention at this point that there's a radio in my kitchen for my dog, and I put that radio on during the day, not during the night. But last night, there was loads of kids playing and in one of the gardens nearby, and she could hear them, and she was crying because she could hear them. Mm-hmm. So last night, went upstairs, heard crying, came back downstairs and put the radio on for her. But the radio is not usually on, ever. Maybe one other time I've put the radio on during the night in the 3 years that I've had her. So I come downstairs, walk into the kitchen, what song is playing on the radio as I go into the kitchen? Ed Sheeran, to start with. Out of all the singers that could be playing on the radio at 5:30 in the morning, Ed Sheeran. And on top of that, what song was it? It was that song, oh, I can't remember exactly. It's called The A-Team, that's it. The song's called The A-Team. And in the song, he says, angels can fly. And I go into the kitchen, right at the end of the song, we're saying, for angels to fly, to fly, to fly, for angels to fly. And I walk in and I'm like, that's weird. Ed Sheeran playing out of all the things. And then I hear what he's saying. And I'm like, what? Like, actual what? What are the chances that, one, I left the radio on last night in the kitchen? What are the chances that I had a dream?
And there's one more part.
Good.
Hi, this is for Webcrawlers. It's Becky from England. This is my voicemail 2.5. I'm not going to say 3 because it's really, really short. yeah, so basically, how crazy is it out of, like, how many synchronicities had to line up for me to, one, have left the radio on, two, Ed Sheeran to be on the radio, three, for me to even have a dream about Ed Sheeran, for then me to have a dream about Ed Sheeran flying, and for that particular song to be on the radio, and on the radio at that bit when it's just saying fly, 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 fly over and over again as I go into the kitchen. How does this happen? So yeah, I'm totally freaked out. I'm like mind blown that like million to one chance that that could have happened. Told my boyfriend and he was like, oh yeah, that's weird. And that was it. So obviously I had to ring in and tell you guys because you'd actually understand. Although I'm going to have to wait like months to hear you. Hopefully agree with me that it was crazy. But it'll be worth it, I'm sure. Yeah, that's it. Love you guys. Keep it up. Love everything you do. I think that's it. Okay, bye. La 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 la.
Wow, Ed Sheeran dream.
That's pretty crazy.
That is
in my opinion.
In my opinion as well.
That's crazy.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Alina. I've been meaning to call for like 2 weeks, so I have a lot of stuff. First things first, pickles. Griot's Pickles. It's G-R-I-L-L-O apostrophe S. Griot's Pickles. You can get them at Costco, and they're like a big bucket. Or you, not big, huge bucket, but like pretty large bucket for pickles. And Target has them. They have spicy pickles.
Oh.
I saw they even have like a pickle de gallo, like a pickle salsa that I thought, like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And like tuna or something. Those are the best ever pickles ever. Next thing. I'm Jade's mom. I let her listen to the show. I, of course, listened to all the episodes first. And then I'll let her listen to the ones that I think she'll like. Or,
I knew
you know,
it.
That are appropriate. So, like she said, The Haunted Dolls is her favorite. Craig's Synchronicities is another good one. The American Girl Dolls, of course, if she has an American Girl doll. And then speaking of synchronicities, so many synchronicities this week.
Pause it for a second, Melissa. I buy it. I buy it. But Maria, I know you're still skeptical. So
I was asked to work out in Rancho Cucamonga for the first time ever. And I used to go out there all the time. My cousins grew up out there. And I hadn't been out there in so long. And where I was working was right off the same exit. Like, everything was so familiar, and my cousin lives in New York, so I haven't seen him in a long time. That night, as I was getting into bed, he texts me, and he's like, hey, what do you have planned for the weekend? I'm coming home. And I was like, oh my God, I was just thinking of you. I was just there. It was so crazy. And I'm hearing Bills by Destiny's Child everywhere. Everywhere. It's so crazy. There's some more that happened, but I can't think of them right now. I'll probably call back later. Love you guys. Love the show. Love everything you're doing. Hong Kong. Bye.
Wow.
Maria?
I do now see that, yes, Jade is a real little girl. And I just want to say that my reasoning behind not thinking it was because I do a lot of voice modulation trickery. And I know a lot of you out there are tricksters, good-hearted tricksters. And so I wasn't convinced. But I do, Jade, I am so glad you're a Web Crawlers listener. And welcome to the Web Crawlers team.
Wow. Okay, well, there you have it. Changed your mind. Well, next, moving on.
Hi, this is from Rock Caller. From Toronto. I called a few times before about spooky stuff, but I was actually just listening to your mailbag where someone put out a theory about JonBenet Ramsey not actually existing, and so, of course, I had to dive into that. I found a super long Twitter thread, dove right in, and now my sister and I are convinced that the pictures that we've seen of JonBenet Ramsey are actually just Burke dressed up as a girl. I don't know if
brother.
This is an insane theory or if my brain is broken from just realizing none of the pageants that JonBenet was in were actually real pageants. And that she might actually just be a hologram or a Photoshop picture that her dad created. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of weird. And maybe when Allie does a deep dive into JonBenet, maybe she can explore if other people have thought this too. But anyway, I love your stuff. Thanks for always putting up the craziest voicemails and digging my rabbit hole even deeper. So thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Send us that Twitter thread, because I remember we tried to look it up and we couldn't find anything.
Yeah, we couldn't find anything. Like, I would love to do an episode on that, but I can't find a single thing. So,
Yeah, send us that. Send us that Twitter thread.
Yeah,
that's fascinating. Yeah, we got to do a JonBenet episode
for sure.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the Web Crawlers. I would really love a mini episode or something from you guys about Weekly World News. If you're not familiar with the publication that was sold at the checkout line and grocery store, it just had like real funky headlines. Everything from, you know, claiming that George Bush was advised by a mouse to existence of mermaids and everything else in between. I recently found a collector's edition compendium of a bunch of the old covers from over the years, which has reignited my interest in Weekly World News. But yeah, if you guys would be willing to tackle that, that would be super exciting. Okay, thank you. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, these headlines are amazing. Like, Hillary Clinton adopts alien baby.
I love it. I love it.
First photos of heaven.
It's like the National Enquirer, it sounds like.
Yeah, but like, well, crazier.
But it's all, like, it's like National Enquirer, but like, like fake, like obviously fake.
Yeah.
Like lizard people have taken over and like are living in your community. But it's like done very tongue in cheek in a way. But I think, I mean, maybe some people took it very seriously, but I loved it. I used to get it all the time.
Oh, really?
It's pretty funny.
It was always at the checkout at like CVS and stuff. It would be there and it would be like a picture of like, yeah, Hillary Clinton holding like an alien, being like, Hillary Clinton goes to Mars and adopts alien baby for like run as Secretary of State or whatever.
Oh my God.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Maggie, also known as Maggerdoodle in the Discord.
Maggerdoodle.
I was calling because I had a ridiculous synchronicity today, and I finally had to call about one because they happen constantly to me, but this one was too much. It was just too much. So I was on a plane from visiting my family for 4th of July, and I hadn't been able to listen to the mailbag episode fully yet, so I was listening to it on the plane because I downloaded it. I had to make sure I listened to my web crawlers. And I hear the call about somebody talking about JonBenet Ramsey being a hologram. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I'm interested to see if we look into that more or anything.
Well, that's bizarre.
But then you guys mentioned also that JonBenet Ramsey might be Katy Perry. I was like, well, I've heard that. That sounds exciting. Yeah. I hope someday Allie does that episode. I looked at time hop when I landed and got home. I was looking at my time hop because I hadn't looked at it like I normally do in the morning. And today's was Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl was number one however many years ago. I'm depressed at how long ago that was, so I'm not going to mention it. Then, not 3 minutes later, the random episode of American Dad that my husband and I are watching, all of a sudden somebody gives Roger a Christmas tree ornament of JonBenet Ramsey. Like in the angel form or something.
Weird.
He's like she would be, you would think that she would be anything else but an angel. It was adorable and hysterical, but then I lost my mind because I'm like, this is too much synchronicity in one damn day. And I yelled at my husband, not in an angry way, in a cute way, you know, like, oh my God, we're in a synchronicity. This is insanity. And then he did a cute thing and he's like, well, if we're in a synchronicity, at least they put us together. And that was cute. So that was nice. But that was too much of a synchronicity. And that's all I got. Thank you so much. I love you all. La, la, la.
That's a lot of JonBenet Katy Perry synchronicities.
Yeah, send us those links because, like, I swear we researched and I found nothing about that.
Yeah, I'll try to find them again.
The
but okay, and then. Last voicemail of the day. I believe it's two-parter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is for Web Crawlers. Hi, it's Kai. I've just started to listen to your podcast not too long ago, and I've been really enjoying it. I've not dug in too deep to your podcast. However, I got to an episode of something I actually have been thinking about since listening to your podcast, which is recurring dreams. So a guy talked about how he had a recurring dream with, like the devil in his basement when he lived in a house.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like reminds me of my recurring dream because every time I have this dream, usually within a week, someone in my family or a close family friend or even one of my friends have died.
Oh my God.
And it's been the same dream since I've been 3 years old. So I've been trying to figure out and I've talked to like a bunch of different people, psychologists and everything. And they've only explained it as like, just a thing in the back of my head that I already know that this is going to happen. But ever since I was three, I had this one weird dream, and I'll explain it real quick, of basically, it's always the same. It never changes. It's the only dream I really remember, like, in detail. So basically, I start, it's in a hallway, like, and it's very Victorian, like a light bluish-gray color on the walls with silver light fixtures, like Victorian oil lamps. And I am, like, not me. It's like a little girl in a Victorian dress. It's very weird.
Well,
and it's
past
yellow
life.
Victorian dress with, like, lace. And at the end of the hallway is an older gentleman with a balding head and, like, brown pants and, like, suspenders with a, like, eggshell-colored thing. And usually I go to the end of the hall, and I open the door, and it's a bathroom, and the old man is gone. Just basically regular Victorian-looking bathroom. There's, like, maybe not Victorian, like, the old-style toilets with the bowl above it and, like, the sink with the old, like, tile. And there's a clawfoot tub. And it kind of, it reminds me of The Shining, if I should explain the bathroom real quick. Ooh. But basically, I walk over to the tub, and in the tub is an orange octopus that gets sucked down the drain. I always wake up hot sweat. I have it, like, just always that. And usually within that week, it started off with my step-grandmother who died. That's, like, the first memory I had of it. And then just throughout the years, I keep having this dream. And then within that week, someone close in my family or family friend ends up dying. And people have explained that, like, that's some, like, mental cog that knows it's going to happen, but I never understand that. A distant cousin that I got in contact with a long time ago basically explained it as my family has premonitions, and we've had that for generations on generations, and it's
wow.
It's a little weird, but that's kind of what it reminded me of talking.
And there's a part two.
So what had happened was there was a part two, and I erased it by accident. And what happens when lucky listeners get a little text from Maria going, hey, can you help me out? Because I just erased your second part of your voicemail. That's, I think this has happened three times. And so he was like, oh, my God. Yeah, he was very nice about it. But he was like, I can't quite remember what I said. So this is him sending in a second part to it as best he can.
Okay. This is crazy. Wow.
Hi, this is for Web Crawlers. It's Kai again. I don't really remember what I was saying on part two, because when I called you, it was right after work, and I was terrified to call you guys, but so I don't necessarily remember the death dream is, like, the most terrifying thing I had as a kid. I guess I'll talk about the premonitions a little bit, because I can't remember what I said in the last one.
Yeah.
Just on the basis of my cousin, I guess, distant cousin from, like, Tennessee. She's, like, 80-something, and I'm, like, 21. So really distant. But we had a phone call once, just talking right after my grandfather died. And in the middle, she was talking about just something that was happening in her life. And then she goes, do you have premonitions? And just freaked me out. She's like, do you ever, like, see dreams and people die and blah, 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 and going on? And she's like, that's in our family blood. That's a bloodline thing. And then she's very Christian. So she was like, anointed by God. And she's like, we're anointed by God and blah, 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 blah. And so cut to just, like, basically everything else that's ever happened. Wise with predicting the future. The main instance, I would say, for my own death is I didn't have that dream, but I had I was in a car ride coming back from a haunted house with my friends, and I fell asleep in the car because it was, like, 2 a.m. And I had dreamed that we got in a car wreck, and a pole went through my face, like, really bad. And I woke up freaking out. My friend who lived right next to me had to go pick up money because she said, we're going to go out to eat. I freaked the fuck out. I got out of the car, ran home, left, and just basically went home and went in. Cut to the next morning, I see her car coming in, being pulled in the driveway. They'd gotten a car wreck behind a truck that had a pole. It flew out, and it would have killed me where I was sitting. I was like, okay, great. Thank you, ghost people, for telling me,
this guy
or whoever, spirits, ancestors. But basically mostly like that. So I would know stuff about people before. I made a joke at prom about someone who I was like, oh, she's pregnant. She's going to have a dumpster baby, which is, this is very mean. I was an asshole in high school. And it turned out to happen, and it became like a national headline case, the Brooke Skylar Richardson case. And I don't consider that one, but I always like to say I knew it before everyone else knew it. But no, with the death dream, though, it just, it was a terrifying thing I had as a kid, and I still have it once in a while to this day. The last.
That's it. Is there another one?
I want him to come on and like do a reading. If like, oh my God, yeah, that's crazy.
That's
man.
Crazy.
No, that's it.
Okay.
Damn. Well, please email us or call back. Like, we are so fascinated, or at least I am. I think we all are like fascinated by your gift. Like, this is banana town. My God.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you do readings, or does this just like, are you trying to develop this, or is this just something you kind of like live with, and like as it comes, you kind of just like go with the flow? Like, I just have so many questions. we are going to try to do another live show seance coming up.
Yes.
We're going to try it with John Tenney. We're still working out the date. We are going to try to do it on a Friday, the 13th, coming up. But we will keep you all in the loop. So get excited for that. Anyways, please keep emailing and voicemailing us. And also, please rate and review us. It means a lot to us. It helps our podcast, helps us get ads, and it also helps us in the charts. And so we really appreciate it. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.